Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am your host, Sherry Miter. And in today's episode, I want to give you some things to really think about. I'm going to challenge the thought or the whole thing about having an 8-hour work day. And for some of you, you're like, what, 8 hours? Like my day is 10 hours, 12 hours, like even more. And I hope this really resonates with you, especially because I just have this feeling, and I know I've been guilty of this myself on both ends, of that we've created this culture of being busy just for the sake of being busy. We wear our busy badge like it's this badge of honor. I mean, what do we say when we meet somebody that we haven't seen in a while? And we'd run into them, we meet them on the streets, and we say, oh, how have you been? What's our answer? Oh, I'm so busy, right? And we think that busyness makes us more significant. It makes us more important. It makes us more, I don't know, fill in the blank. What does it make us more of? And why do we do that? Like, when did that happen? When did busyness? I'm pretty sure my mom never wore a busy badge of honor. And she was a very productive woman. I know my dad didn't either. Like, when did that happen? When did we become so proud to just be busy and overwhelmed? Because busyness just makes us overwhelmed. And I don't know about you, but I'm really not even that busy. Like, truth be told, I may say I'm so busy, but I can waste away a day better than anybody. And yes, there are days I can be slamming productive and get a whole lot of great stuff done. But there are other days that I just look down and I'm like, what? How is it 4 o'clock? I have accomplished nothing. Or maybe I checked one thing off the box. How does that happen? And I think that the 8-hour workday, it gives us 8 hours sometimes to just, as I call it, fiddle fart a day away. I think I got that saying from my mom, fiddle fart. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that and just challenge the thinking on it. Do we really need 8 hours to be productive and to accomplish all that we need to accomplish in life and business? And I just want to have you start thinking about it. The next episode, I am going to share productivity tips that I shared at a recent summit I was part of. It was a productivity summit, and I shared in the summit tips for being more productive based on your own strengths, based from the Clifton Strengths. But even if you haven't taken that assessment yet, you will get a lot from it. So stay tuned for that. If you need to become more productive, you're going to really enjoy that episode. And that's really what we need to talk about. Because if we could become super productive and really learn to manage what we do with the time we have, then maybe we don't need an 8-hour workday. Like, what would that start to look like if we could just be as productive and we weren't asked to show up for 8 hours anymore? You know, what would you do with the extra time? And for bosses, that doesn't mean that if somebody's not working 8 hours, that you don't have to give them benefits and all that. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is if they still perform the job that you expect of them and they get their work done, do they need to just be sitting in the office for 8 hours? Because I think sometimes we feel like we have to be at work or show up for work, even if we've already checked off all the to-dos and we've gotten our work done and we did it well. Then we sit there and we do nothing, right? But we show up. And I've done that even working at home. Now, nobody's clocking me in, clocking me out. Like, I'm not on a clock. But there have been times that I've shown up in, or sat in my office just because I felt like I should be working, even though I actually did everything I had on my to-do list that day. And maybe it's only 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, but I almost feel guilty. Like, I feel like I should stay in my office and work a little longer and do something. And then I get exhausted because then I work more. And then by the end of the day, I'm exhausted and I'm frustrated because I had planned to sit and do this and that, but I put this more work on me, even though I had already done what I set out to do that day. Anybody else, like, is this resonating with anybody? Like, does anybody else do that? So, you know, there is even Parkinson's law, and I don't know how long this has been around. I heard about it a long time ago, but Parkinson's law, if you're not familiar with it, or just a reminder, is it says work expands to fill the time allotted. Put simply, the amount of work required adjusts to the time available for the completion. And I remember when my son, so we have three boys, when our youngest son was in nursery school, so the older two were already in full-time school, and the youngest one was in nursery school 3 days a week. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he went to nursery school from 9 to 11:30. And let me tell you, I could get so much accomplished from 9 to 11:30 because that was the only time I had that I didn't have a child on my hip or a child, you know, needed attention and needed all that stuff. So I would just, I mean, I was so focused. Now, that was way before Facebook and all the social media and all iPhones and all the distractions we had. But I would just get busy. If I had to make phone calls, I sat down. At 9:15, I dropped him off at daycare. I was home by 9:15 or nursery school. And I would just work until 11:15 when I had to leave to go pick him up. Or if I had errands to run or whatever it was, if I had to clean the house, I mean, I got it done in 9 to 11:30. And then the funny thing happened when he went to school, that same amount of work that I used to accomplish in 2.5 hours now would take me all day to accomplish. That is Parkinson's law. That whatever the time we allow for a job or a task, that's how much time it's going to take. And I think we have gotten into this routine as a society that it takes 8 hours to accomplish whatever it is we have to do that day. Now, think about that. How silly is that? And I think it's Tim Ferriss that talks about this on his 4-hour work week. So he talks about a 4-hour work week. I'm talking about maybe a 4-hour work day. But he talks about how is it that everybody, no matter what your job is or what you have to accomplish, that we all can get it done between 9 and 5? Like, how silly is that when you really stop to think about it? So just start challenging that thought of, do I really need 8 hours here? And maybe if you are a employer and you have a team, maybe start challenging that. Do they really need to be there for 8 hours? How happy would your employees be, your team be, if you said, you know what? If you can get the task done and do it well, do it to the best of your ability, but you can check off everything that has to be done that day in 6 hours, you are free to go home and enjoy the other 2 hours. You do not need to hang around the office pretending to be busy because you're supposed to work an 8-hour day. I'm still going to pay you for 8 hours because I'm paying you because you got the job done, not because you sat in the office for 8 hours. Like, imagine if employers started thinking that way. Imagine how happy, if you are that employer, how happy your employees are going to be. They are going to perform better for you because they're going to love you so much because you just gave them really possibly 10 extra hours a week to do what they really want to do. Or maybe you said, you know what? You got the job done. You got everything I needed you to do today. So what's an extra project you want to work on for the next hour or two? Give them something fun to work on that's going to benefit them. Or maybe a special personal development. Maybe it's exercise. Like, what could they purposely do with that extra time instead of just looking busy for the sake of looking busy? And I think that's what so many of us end up doing. The other thing with the, you know, Parkinson's law, you have probably experienced this yourself when, if you have a vacation coming up, you know, that week before we go on vacation, don't we get 2 weeks worth of work done in 1 week because we're so focused on getting it done so that it's accomplished while we get to go enjoy our vacation. And hopefully, this is a whole nother subject. Hopefully, when you are on vacation, you can shut down the business. You can shut down the work, turn off the phone, don't get emails, and really enjoy your vacation. You deserve that. But like I said, that's a whole nother topic. So the other thing with this is why, what are we doing in our 8 hours? Parkinson's law is at work. And we know if we only allowed a certain amount of time, we could get that task done. What's happening there? Is it just procrastination because we have so much time? It's even like, think about a project. Have you ever had a project came up and maybe you were allowed a month to get a project done that really only needed a week to get it done? Doesn't that sometimes cause more stress in your life? Because for a whole month, you are thinking about this project. And maybe you even work a little bit on it every single day, but it weighs heavy on you of this project that you have to get done. And is it going to get done on time? How is it going to be? Is it going to accomplish the goal? All those thoughts that come along with that. Where, what if you said, you know what, I only need a week to really pull this project off and do it well, and you only allowed yourself a week to get it done? You save yourself 3 weeks of worry by just giving yourself a week to accomplish it and get it done. And then you stay focused on it, and it's probably going to be just as good, if not better, because everything's fresh, you're excited, you're in that momentum stage when you actually finish the project. Now, I know some of you right now who love to plan well ahead just had a panic attack. So if that's you and you need that time so that you don't panic, you don't have anxiety, then take that. But for a lot of us, we wait until the end anyway. Most people procrastinate until the end to finish the projects anyway. So why allow more time than really is needed for just to waste it away and more anxiety over it? So these are just some things that I just want you to start thinking about. Like, really pay attention. How much time when you're at work, whether you work from home, you work in an office, whether you're self-employed or you're, you know, you work for somebody else, whether you are a leader or an entrepreneur, all of that, just really pay attention. How much time are you really spending working? And how much time are you spending thinking about working or socializing or scrolling Facebook or wasting the day away? And how can you better use your time so that you can accomplish more in less time when you stay focused on what really needs to be done right then and there? And last thing I want to leave you with is, if you're curious to start kind of diving into this concept a little more of working less hours and having less stress in your life, I strongly encourage you to pick up Michael Hyatt's newest book. It's actually a book he wrote with his daughter, Megan. And it's called Win at Work, Succeed at Life, or win at work and succeed at life. And it's 5 principles to free yourself from the cult of overwork. Really, really good stuff. And ultimately, they changed their company to start working 6-hour workdays. So check it out if that's something you're curious about. And send me a message. Shoot me a DM on, you know, I'm also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or shoot me an email, sherrymiterco@gmail.com. I would love to know your opinion on this. What do you think? Do we really need 8-hour workdays? Or could you get more done in a less amount of time and have more life freedom and more joy in your life? That's the ultimate goal, is be successful, get what needs to get done, but then have that free time to enjoy your life. What would you do if you had 10 extra hours a week? How would you fill that time? What would you do with that extra time? So I can't wait to hear from you. And as always, thank you for tuning in to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast. And make sure you catch the next series when you can hear all the productivity tips that I shared from the summit.